This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And we're joined for today's edition of Round the Boards by Paul Pope, rather, from Otago Peninsula Community Board. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Paul.
Good, Jeff, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, Paul, we've seen across the country a bit of rough weather. No surprises there. We seem to be talking about this at least annually, if not more often. And while we got off relatively lightly in this part of the country, there was some pretty heavy stuff, no doubt. How did the Otago Peninsula fare?
Look, we actually did okay. A bit of a slip just at Rainbird Bay, just out of Company Bay, which closed the road for a little while. But once again, the road and cleanup crews had that pretty well sorted within a few hours the next day. But I think it's just a reminder, as I say, that just as we seem to get these constant rain events. I mean, my weather station at home said we had 130 mil of rain in 24 hours. Obviously, we've got off reasonably light, but again, it's just one of those things of just reminding people out here on the peninsula and visitors to the peninsula that, as I say, we do get storm events and we are going to have these more and more often.
Yeah, and might be a little bit more rain coming over the course of the later part of the week as well. And we've got a couple of very nice days ahead of us, though, so the sunshine will be out today. It'll be beautiful to be out on the peninsula this morning.
It's not too bad. Actually, a little bit overcast. I'm actually heading off to Smales Beach this morning to talk to someone about sea lions, so which will be interesting.
What a gorgeous beach that is. Well, you probably will be accompanied by some sea lions there. It'd be probably almost rarer not to see them now than to see them.
It's a pretty rare thing not to see a sea lion on any of the beaches around the Otago Peninsula. Like I say, I don't actually remember the last time I haven't seen a sea lion at the beach.
Isn't that interesting? Now, more around the work of the board, Paul, and as you've mentioned before, the board does support those in the community who've got some great projects and ideas to help them get a leg up on something, and you want to tell us about some scholarship winners.
So we had two scholarship winners this year. We ended up with two, and of course you caught me on hot because I've forgotten their surnames. But we had, first of all, we had Esme, who is heading off to the World Taekwondo Championships in Croatia, and she was an outstanding applicant for our scholarship, and we were happy to award her the $1,000 towards travel in Croatia at the World Championships. And what a person to have. Not only was her sporting credentials quite something, but her academic credentials as well were also fantastic. And the other person was a woman called Liesl, who we felt also had an outstanding academic record and also social and rowing record. So she, the board was so pleased to see the applicants that we awarded her a $1,000 scholarship towards her study. In fact, all the candidates that we had for scholarships this year were outstanding, and it was a difficult choice to actually iron out two. But certainly the two we felt were fantastic winners and well-deserved to be representatives of the Otago Peninsula.
Well, it's a lovely reminder that our Dunedin community boards can really, you know, do something like this to recognise within their own communities an opportunity to support someone, particularly younger people, as they set out and about on their careers or their creative endeavours, and, you know, just a little bit to help them get a start.
It would be lovely to be able to do more of it. It is a real privilege to be able to give money, as I say, to people within our communities who show outstanding leadership or ambassadorial skills, both sporting, academic and social. And we hope next year that we'll have more applicants for the same thing. Obviously, I think I speak for all boards, we would like more to be able to do more. But we do it within the range of what we can. And as I say, it's a pleasure to be able to do it.
Well, those out there who might be considering standing for council or for community boards for this year's local elections, the key dates are coming up. In fact, there's an information evening this Thursday at the Dunedin Public Art Gallery Auditorium, 6 p.m. for anyone who wants to learn more about the ins and outs of the election process, the roles and responsibility of being an elected member. And, well, your board as well could well be up for some fresh blood.
So Lux Callis, who's actually been on the board since its inception in 2004, I think. Lux is standing down. He's retiring from the board. And also Edna Stevenson, who I think's been on the board for four terms. She also is retiring. So there is going to be a new batch of people wanting to stand, and I hope that they'll go along on Thursday and get a feel for what the elections are. And we find that people come out of the community and take on the board's elections. For me, look, this is my fourth term. I've been on the board 12 years, 9 as chair, and I think I will probably stand again. Because it's just one of those things that, despite the fact that there is work to do, there's also a great deal of pleasure in being on the board and dealing with people and dealing with issues on the community.
Well, you can hear how the council's structured, how community boards work, the skills that are recommended to be an effective elected member, and get lots of information about the nomination process if you go along to the information session Thursday. It is 3rd of July, 6 p.m. at the Dunedin Public Art Gallery Auditorium. Candidate nominations open on Friday and they close on Friday, 1st of August. You can get more information from dunedin.govt.nz/stand. Now, Paul, finally, you wanted to give out some gold stars.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, on Saturday, while the rain was falling, I was invited to come and speak at the Gold Star Awards for our the Peninsula Volunteer Fire Brigade. Now, Gold Stars are given to those members who have served 25 years as members of the Volunteer Fire Brigade. And as well as also there were some other awards to members for their service as well. But the three that were there were Bill Dixon, Dean Meikle, and my neighbour, actually, Bronwyn Anderson. And they have done 25 years of service with the Otago Peninsula with the Portobello Fire Brigade, which is a phenomenal effort when you think about the amount of training and the late nights and early starts and call-outs and everything else that these people have to do. Not to mention the impact it has on their families at various times, their children and their partners when they're called away or when they're training and other things like that. The thing about Bronwyn's one, which was interesting, is that of something like, I think, 8,500 firefighters, she's only one of 17 women who have actually done 25 years service in a fire brigade in New Zealand, which I thought was outstanding. But it was a nice way to go along and speak, and also just acclaim, really, from our point of view, from the community board's perspective, the community's perspective, just how important our first response fire brigade are here in Dunedin. But to also see three candidates, as I say, who have given 25 years of their life to serving their community, and that's an outstanding success.
Yeah, very well deserved recognition, and nice to be able to acknowledge them here today as well on Round the Boards. Thanks for that, Paul. Look forward to catching up with other representatives of our Dunedin Community Boards next week, and we'll touch base with Otago Peninsula Community Board in 4 weeks' time. Thanks, Paul.
See you again soon. Bye.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.